This is Dina Marie, and on our road to holiness, on our walk with Jesus Christ, it begins with our relationship with Jesus Christ. And the more we get to know Jesus, the more we want to share him with others. And I'm so excited to talk with a new friend of mine. Her name is Pia De Leon. She's in our community at St. Clair's Catholic Church, and she's going to come and share a little bit about how to connect more deeply with Jesus. We're going to call him the community organizer, one who brings love, peace, and justice into our hearts, into our homes, into our lives. And so Pia is going to be a special guest at Our Lady of Peace Retreat House's Summer Institute during the evening lecture series. And I want to have you meet her today. Good morning, Pia. Thanks for joining me today.
Good morning, Dina Marie. I'm so excited also to be here and be with you.
Well, I know the sisters are excited to have you with them, especially for the evening lecture series. And I've seen your name around for quite a few years because you've been part of ministry in St. Clair's Catholic Church. I know for many years you've worked with the Grotto, you've worked with other organizations, particularly in the Philippines. Tell us a little bit about growing up in the Philippines, the Catholic life, your family life growing up.
Oh, yeah. Born and raised in the Philippines and in a Catholic family. So I remember in my younger days, I used to go to Mass almost every day with my grandmother. There were no ifs and buts. You had to come. And sure enough, there was a schedule for every day. Then I was educated also in, I was privileged to have Catholic education in the Philippines. With the Theresian missionaries, lay missionaries from Spain for all of my elementary and high school, and then on to Jesuit education for my college and taking up philosophy, which tends to be more Christian philosophy because of the Jesuits. So really steeped in the Catholic faith and traditions, I think it's almost second nature to me, aside from being Filipino.
We're talking with Pia De Leon. She's here in the Archdiocese of Portland and will be one of our evening lecture series speakers at Our Lady of Peace Retreat's Summer Institute. In fact, it will be on Thursday night, July 17th, where she'll be talking about Jesus, the community organizer, building the kingdom of love, peace, and justice. You were gifted with the opportunity, Pia, to go to school, then to go on to college, and you continued on in your education, really focusing on theology. Tell us a little bit about that track. What guided you on that road to learn more about Christ?
Well, I was already a community organizer, not only within the parish ministries, but also in a broad-based, multi-sectoral organization, and working with a lot of ecumenical and Catholic institutions. So on top of that, I sort of formed the Filipino Catholic community here in Portland, being the lead organizer, but not the only leader. Along the way, I always had the feeling that there was something lacking especially in the Filipino community's understanding of the gospel. We had a lot of religiosity, but not a lot of deeper understanding of the theology behind all the religious practices that we had. And so one day I just had this feeling like there's something tugging in my heart, and I it was like a call within me. And sure enough, I decided to ask Mount Angel if they will accept me. And there I was. 4 years later, I had a master's in theology. So, and it really has helped me a lot, becoming a pastoral associate for St. Clair for 9 years, peace and justice coordinator for St. Clair. And also when I was at St. Pius, it gave me an impetus to do this. And on top of that is the formation that I was hoping we could do with the Filipino community. So it helped a lot. I still continue to study. In fact, there's another call for me to do a higher level study, not because I just not because I want to collect degrees. It's because I want to deepen my formation. So
I think, Pia, when we think about Mount Angel and the seminary, we think about all of our men who are studying for the priesthood, but there are folks like you who are studying for that master's, for you, Master's of Arts in Theology. So there are other lay people who are gaining that education, but you're in the classroom with a lot of men in formation for the priesthood. Talk a little bit about that classroom experience and having that opportunity. And then, of course, the Benedictines who are surrounding you with their beauty while you're learning on campus.
Yes, I think the beauty of nature around us helped really in our reflections, you know, and just to have that calmness and that peace and experience the joy of being there, God's presence. And that really topped all the experiences I've had there. And it didn't make it as intimidating as I thought it would be being in class with all the priests who could be your pastor one day, you know. But they were very kind. They were very helpful in the sense that they did not treat me as if, oh, you're just a woman, you know, you're just a lay person. You shouldn't even be here. That was never an experience of mine when I was there. So there were a lot of intellectual and spiritual conversations with the future priests of our diocese. And other dioceses. So some have even called me their mother, you know, or their big sister. And that relationship has continued until today, giving, you know, we exchanging our understanding, our reflections on different things that pertain to our faith. And so there's a lot more openness towards collaboration. I think when we're studying the same thing and we're understanding it, you know, even if we're coming from different perspectives, that effort to understand it from something that can unite us, it helps us in our ministries. It helps us in our mission as disciples. See, lay people like me, lay ministers like me, we are disciples also as much as the clergy are. So I think it was a good experience. It was fun. I mean, it wasn't like very stern and very strict and rigorous. It was always fun to be, you know, to go to class and interact with the professors. We had great professors. I loved all my professors because no matter how hard they are, they still instilled something that's deeper than just academic learnings that you will get from those classes.
Right. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Pia De Leon. She's been part of, you mentioned, St. Pius and St. Clair's Church and Parish Ministry for many years, born and raised in the Philippines, also spent a few years in Japan, even took some cooking classes there when she was in Japan. But we're so grateful to have her be present in the Archdiocese of Portland and now being part of our summer Institute at Our Lady of Peace Retreat with a special evening lecture on Thursday, July 17th. It's going to be our final evening lecture for that week of the 14th through the 18th. And I really want to encourage people to be there. Pia, coming from the Philippines, and I know we have a very strong Filipino community here present on the West Coast. If you could just describe briefly, you know, just the Catholic culture that really reflects the Filipino community that you have taken from your own heritage. How would you describe that?
I would call it, in fact, in my thesis, that's what I talked about from my master's program. It was the double helix, sort of our genes, the genetic makeup of the Filipino is really a double helix of the being Filipino and being Catholic. Because if 86% of the population are Catholics, then you can see how much it has affected us. And we carry that even in our socio-political economic dimensions of our life as Filipinos. So coming here, you have to consider that in order to bring the people together. And in fact, bringing the people here together started from the idea that we are all Catholics and we can come together based on that. So our geography does not allow us because we're all 7,000 islands, but we can be together in spite of being, you know, different from each other because of our Catholic faith.
Yeah. So beautiful. Pia is with us. In fact, I want to talk with you more, Pia, about your walk with Jesus and the opportunity you mentioned to be missionary disciples. I mean, we're called to, again, share that and spread the good news to others as God gives us the opportunity. But we are coming up to a break. So stay with me and we'll continue our conversation in the next half hour. This is Dina Marie, and I'm back with Pia de Leon, and she's a member at St. Clair Catholic Church here in the Archdiocese of Portland. We'll also be on tap for our evening lecture series hosted in Beaverton at Our Lady of Peace Retreat. The Summer Institute is something that goes on every year. This also includes an evening lecture series, so every night there's a different speaker. Pia will be on for Thursday night, the 17th of July, on the topic, Jesus, the Community Organizer, Building the Kingdom of Love, Peace, and Justice. And Pia, I wanted to have you talk a little bit about, you know, since arriving here in Portland, being here, how God has used you to be that collaborator of groups of people, particularly the Filipino community, but in parish ministry. You know, how has God kind of led you on this work of missionary discipleship?
You know, Dina Marie, that's very interesting. I am not your typical Filipino, very religious person. I mean, I go to mass, I pray the rosary, but I'm not that kind. But, and I don't know if it's an intentional practice, but my prayer is always a conversation with Jesus. It has always been that way. Always conversing. It's like there's always somebody beside me that's telling me what to do every single time. And for some reason, it always has become my role to be the gatherer of people. And whether it's in, you know, parties with friends or let's say fundraising for this or doing this event, I'm the one who's like, oh, let's invite this, let's invite that person. And so when we did the Filipino Catholic, when we formed the Filipino Catholic community, it only started by just inviting a fellow parishioner who happened to be my neighbor as well, and said, hey, let's do something, you know, let's do something about the unity of the Filipinos here. And let's start by being Catholics. Come on, that's the mission that we have. And so it started with another person, and then she invited two other people, and then eventually other people invited this person and another person. We never formed ourselves as an institutionalized organization. We really are a community with just a few people trying to lead the community, trying to answer the call of Jesus. And every time there's a turning point, there's always this call within my heart that will introduce something new to deepen the relationships within that community. So I truly, truly believe that nothing is accidental here, that there is something intentional happening that the Lord has planned for us, and that we are being called to recognize that vision. And once we answer, it just happens. It just beautifully happens. And more relationships have been formed. And even the secular organizations of the Filipino community have been connected, you know, with the faith community. So there's now a bigger sense of community than just, oh, they're parishioners, or they are members of a historical society or something like that. But there's a bigger sense of Filipino community here in Portland because of that recognition that we are all called, you know, to be one with each other. And it just so happened most of us are Christians, and that has made it easier for all of us to come together.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit, Pia, just about your experience in parish ministry? You've had different roles over the years of working at the parish level, but there's all these different people with all these different backgrounds, but we want to bring people together and how that has been part of your experience.
When I was first hired to be the Peace and Justice Social Ministry Coordinator for St. Pius, it was kind of difficult because here's, for the first time, here's a brown lady, you know, who comes from Asia and handling all these ministries of a predominantly white community in the suburbs of Portland, right? But I think it was the faith in God that the reason why I'm there is because he wanted me to be there. And they saw that, and the people saw that, that it was my faith, not any, no other intention, but just to really live out my faith as a peace and justice coordinator for the parish, which later grew to even a bigger social ministry program for the parish. Then when I went to St. Clair, I was hired to be, again, peace and justice coordinator. And then after that, after 3 years, I became the pastoral associate for the parish. And my philosophy when I was a pastoral associate is, I'm not going to be an organizer of events. I want to be an organizer of people, because there's something deeper than just organizing events in organizing the community. Because when you have a community that's gathered and organized, you can make things happen in the parish. Programs can be done by 10 people, but not necessarily accepted by the whole community. So my choice of ministries that I promote, the faith formation that I developed at St. Clair, and even the way we did liturgy, because I had a hand also in the liturgical activities of the parish, were really based on, this is our community and one with Jesus. And therefore, everything should manifest that. Everything should express that communion with Jesus through whatever we did in the parish. So that was really my philosophy in ministry. And I still continue to believe in that and do the things that I do in that way.
So Pia, you're going to be with us again with the sisters at our Lady of Peace retreat on Thursday night, the 17th of July. The evening institute or the evening lecture series starts at 7:15, goes till 9:15. So it's a great 2 hours. I encourage people to come a little bit early just to visit and fellowship and some amazing talks each night. Again, your talk, Jesus, the Community Organizer, Building the Kingdom of Love, Peace and Justice. What do you hope to bring to the people and hope that the people can be open for in your presentation on Thursday night?
Well, my hope is really to give the people a different perspective of community and a different perspective of living out the faith. There's more to programs. There's more to, you know, like the sacramental practices that we have in the parish. There's something deeper. And that's what I hope I could journey with the people on that night, to really unravel that communion. I was reminded by that word again, that communion that we have. And that comes from Jesus Christ, nobody else. And we are participating in that work of Jesus Christ. So I really hope that we could provide some practical advice or suggestions for the people, especially those working in parishes or in community organizations. I really hope we can see that as a way of igniting again, you know, the fire in us to really be part of this communion. And that when we are in communion with one another, you know, what comes out of us, what breathes through us, is really Jesus. And that's how we manifest the love of Jesus to each other, by actually trying to live it out and being acknowledging that we are in communion with God.
That's
I
beautiful.
hope.
That's right. Pia de Leon again with us. She'll be at Our Lady of Peace Retreat House during the Summer Institute. And if you want to learn more, I'd hop on the Mater Dei Radio calendar website or simply olpretreat.org for all the information about the Institute. Again, the evening lecture series is phenomenal. And Pia, you've done so much work just in education, in continuing to, as you say, go deeper for this opportunity, whether it's to stay the whole week or to come to the evening lecture. We're inviting people to stretch, you know, to take a risk, spend some time away from the screen, and come with an encounter to Jesus. And I'd just like to ask you for your invitation for people to join us during the Summer Institute.
Well, I think, you know, with the, especially in the year of hope this year, you know, the Jubilee year of hope, I've always believed as a Christian, there is no space for hopelessness. There should be no space for hopelessness because Jesus is with us. And with what the Lord started, you know, a couple thousand years ago, bringing us hope with his resurrection, that should not stop because he's never away from us. And so unless we believe that, unless we understand that more deeply, that presence that he has in all of us within the communion of God's people, hope will always be far. But if we do accept it, hope is never, is always near, is ever present and always with us. And I think that's the, that's really what I hope will be, you know, the takeaway for our lecture that, and then the whole entire retreat. So again, I say, hope is not, hopelessness is not an option when we are Christians. So there you go. We have a lot of work to do.
Jesus is our hope. The resurrection
yes.
is our hope. And that is the
correct.
Truth. Absolutely. I want to encourage people to meet Pia de Leon. You're just going to be, what she's going to do is bring you closer to Jesus. And that's what we want, is to have that one-on-one with Jesus. Thank you so much, Pia, for spending some time with us. I look forward to seeing you at Our Lady of Peace Retreat in the beautiful month of July. God bless you and your family during the summer season, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much, Dina Marie.